As next month's launch of new health insurance marketplaces nears, some people may have questions about how the system works. Some Texans may get a visit from volunteers going door to door to answer those questions. But consumers can also turn to counselors, websites, and phone numbers for help. KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports.
On a recent morning, Kenneth Flippin and Jane Denson went knocking on doors in Austin's Hyde Park neighborhood. They're with a group called Enroll America.
You may have heard a little bit about the upcoming marketplace.
Yes.
That starts October 1st, and it's going to be basically a new way for people to...
The national nonprofit has begun explaining the basics about the federally run health insurance marketplace. Enroll America is hoping to get uninsured people who qualify to buy insurance through the marketplace more informed. The qualifications are pretty simple. Stacey Pogue is a health policy analyst at the Center for Public Policy Priorities.
There are three qualifications. You have to live in the United States. You have to be a U.S. citizen or a national or be a lawful immigrant. And you can't be incarcerated.
People can already go to healthcare.gov in English or cuidadodesalud.gov in Spanish. These are the federal websites that have information about health insurance. Come October 1st, people can actually buy insurance plans through those sites. So what if you need help with that? You've got options for real live people, a navigator or a certified application counselor. So what's the difference? Ann Dunkelberg is also with the Center for Public Policy Priorities.
The navigators have a lot more training. The certified application counselors are an attempt to extend the reach of the navigators since there's just a finite number of dollars that were available to support navigators.
The federal government gave Texas nearly $11 million to train navigators. But this week, Governor Rick Perry ordered the Texas Department of Insurance to come up with rules requiring even more training. Perry wants them to undergo a minimum of 40 hours of coursework. That's in addition to the 20 hours required by the federal government. That requirement could mean navigators may not get to work in Texas until January. In the Austin area, Central Health is helping coordinate counseling at about 12 facilities in Travis County, 8 in Hays County, and 2 in Williamson County. Lisa McAdams is with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services in Dallas. She says other organizations that want to get staff trained to be counselors can go to marketplace.cms.gov.
That's a place where the information about the various types of training is available. For organizations who have not yet applied to become certified application counselor organizations, the application for that is there as well.
Stacey Pogue with the Center for Public Policy Priorities has another suggestion, but this for consumers who want to know if they will qualify for a tax subsidy. In Texas, we won't know the exact cost of the insurance plans until about October 1st. But if you go online and
search for Kaiser Family Foundation Subsidy Calculator, and you can enter some information, basic information, your age, your income, the number of family members, and get information on an estimate of what your premium will cost and what kind of financial assistance is available to you in the marketplace.
For instance, the annual insurance premium for a family of four making $40,000 a year would be about $10,000 for a mid-range plan. But that family would qualify for a subsidy of about $8,000, according to the Kaiser Foundation's calculator. We'll have a link to that calculator at kutnews.org, plus information about the physical locations where you can get help buying insurance on the federal marketplace. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.